Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because every now and then a bad idea travels real fast. And please don't forget to the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold. I'll talk about them later. But we're at the Huntington Beach Disc Golf Course, someplace I've never taken you guys before. You're going to hear that sound a lot behind me. But first things first, guys, let's cover breaking news. O.J. Simpson was murdered by cancer. Cancer got O.J. Simpson. So, you know, growing up here in Southern California, the Juice was somebody that you would see routinely at sporting events, whether it be baseball, football, whatever. But in 1994, when he did something very heinous, 2 weeks prior to that, I was at a pediatric AIDS benefit with all these celebrities. And it was a very unique event. Back in the day, you would go to these things and you'd have all these celebrities, Jack Nicholson and Mike Myers and Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. I mean, all these people, it was just all there. All TV stars, everybody. And I was there with my girlfriend, who ended up being my ex-wife. And we had a great time. And she said, "There's O.J. Simpson. Do you want your picture with him?" And I said, "No, O.J.'s old news." Okay, so everybody's reminding me of that forever. And I get to tell that story one last time. So, okay, guilty? I think so. You make up your own mind with O.J. But anyways, that's my, you know, claim to fame. I have all these pictures of all these other celebrities and could have had him, which would have been very interesting with what he did literally 2 weeks later. And Nicole Simpson was with them too that day, which was wild because she was a striking blonde and we know it was her. So that's simple. Now, bad news traveling fast. First things first. Here in California, you have all these ridiculous fees that are added onto restaurants. And what's happening is in Michigan, and I want to make sure I get the city right, Marquette, Michigan, we're starting to see more and more places add fees to restaurants. The latest is 4% for employee fee, insurance fee. And this is ridiculous, guys. You know, one thing that used to be something you couldn't do legally that people do is, hey, listen, we have a credit card fee of 3.5%. Used to not be able to do that. That was something that was completely not allowed to do. I mean, technically it was illegal. Didn't stop people. People still did it. Hey, we have a fee. We want to make our money. Now, these restaurant fees that you're seeing, this is happening over and over and over again. And it's such a ridiculous thing that's happening because these businesses, you know, I understand everybody's got to make money, but the restaurant said, listen, if you don't let us add this fee, we're just going to raise food prices. You know, and people have sent me the story of the $25 combo meal with McDonald's. And you guys, this is just too expensive. You know, inflation is going down with this current administration. And that's what they want to tell us. Yeah, it went down from, you know, 9%, but it's not down anywhere near where it should be right now because it's not. It's just, you know, over doubled from where it was before. And the thing that I get a kick out of whenever people talk about this stuff is gas went down 25 cents. Well, it's gone up $2, guys. And then it went down 25%. Okay, thank you. Okay, it's ridiculous. But you're going to see businesses. I'm telling you, I think that the magic date is now 4th of July. You're going to see businesses that will not be able to hang on to the summer months. Just going to happen. It's happening in resort towns. It's happening in Las Vegas. It's happening here in Southern California. It's happening on the lakes in Michigan. It's happening on these higher end communities because people are not spending the money right now. Now, this first segment, for one thing that just was announced was credit card delinquencies are at their highest rate ever in history. Ever. Think about this. Look at this little doggy walking by himself. His dog, that is. Okay, now, credit card rate, for you to be considered 30 days late, that's not, think about this. You have a credit card, you owe $2,000, you get your bill, you don't pay your bill, and it goes past due. They send you a late fee. That's not considered 30 days late. 30 days late is when they send you the second statement. The second statement that says, hey, if you don't pay it by this date, you're going to be, you know, hit with, you know, a ding on your credit and things like that. That's late. That is 30 days late. For the first time, you have people at 3.5% of all credit card transactions, okay? And there are, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars of this right now that are over 30 days late right now, okay? So largest percentage, the number of people that went 60 and 90 days late, that went up 16%. These guys are teeing off right now, and I don't want to get in the way of them right now. But that's what, you know, we're experiencing. So, again, guys, everything is great in the economy. There's nothing to worry about. But you've got businesses that are trying to convince you of ways to charge you money, you know, more than ever before. So let me know if you're experiencing this. Send me these bills, because I love seeing this stuff when people send it, because it's crazy when we get these 4% charges. It started here in California, and it was a bad idea, and it's a bad idea that traveled fast. So let me know what you think about this. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Well, it happened again. Yesterday, we saw gold hit an all-time high. It seems like with the instability in the marketplace that gold's only going to go in this direction. You need to protect yourself. You need to look at a way to get yourself some gold. I've had people write me a flurry of emails lately about how happy they are with my source, Patriot Gold Group. Call them today, 888-330-1431, and get your free investor guide. They have gold, they have silver, they have all types of precious metals. But you can protect yourself and your retirement right now by getting a metals-backed IRA or 401k. They're also known for having the no-fee-for-life IRA in their arsenal. Number one rated for 7 years in a row. Call them. It's no obligation. If you don't want to call, click on the link below and get some free information. But they are fantastic. Their customer service is number one rated. They're amazing. Contact Patriot Gold today. 888-330-1431. Let them know that Dan from I allegedly sent you. You know, one thing that's crazy is the squatter laws that we've talked so much about and you've seen in the news. Now, New York State wants to get in on the game and they want to say, hey, listen, we want to not call them squatters. We want to call them trespassers. Call them criminals. Call them whatever you want to call these people, because it's insane. It's insane that, you know, that we're living through this and that these people now want to be charged with trespassing. Okay. So again, it will be totally lax. I'm telling you this right now. New York courts are a joke. New York problems with this. This is the backside of this, but there's a lake back there. And there's recreation areas and things like that. And it's funny, you get spring break, it seems like, extends for like, you know, 2 months now, because it seems like every other school's on spring break right now. But what you have is they want to charge these people with a crime now and make it easier to get them kicked out. It's unbelievable. These people, there's networks on Facebook. There's networks online where people are spreading, hey, listen, if you go to this township, you can get in and not have to worry about it. Just go break in. And they're sending videos of people that are, you know, jumping through windows and things like that to get access to these homes. Absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible. Now, here in California, we've had a drought for 10 years. It's awful. Okay. And they put us on different water restrictions based on what community you lived in. If you lived in some of the mountain communities and some of the farm communities, you couldn't use water. You were restricted certain days of the week, things like that. Well, the last 2 years, we've had record-breaking rainfall here. Unbelievable rainfall. But the Municipal Water District here in Orange County just announced that they're going to double our water fees. Now, again, guys, there is no drought. The drought is over with. There's nothing to worry about right now. We've had adequate rain. The water supply is built up. But because of the drought and the past drought, we're going to double your fees. Is that insane? It's like, who believes that? So I want to thank everybody that sends me these stories, because you just can't believe that you get this stuff. So Jim sent that water story over. And again, what are you going to do, guys? Seriously. These municipalities don't know how to run the municipality. None of them do. From Michigan to New York to here in California, it's an absolute joke. But one thing that is killing people right now that I'm getting more and more of is the property taxes. You know, here in Wackadooville, okay, you know, we've got basically a set property taxes. It's supposed to be 1%, but it's not. It eked its way up to 1.1, and then you have different ridiculous fees for municipalities, and people vote for, you know, hey, trash pickup and things like that in your city and your county, and it gets added to it. Then you can do something called go to a city that has mellow roofs. Like, hey, you want to come to a master plan community? We've got better roads. We've got better streets. You're going to pay 1% additional on your taxes. And you can sit there and say, oh, Dan, that's really no big deal. Well, it is if somebody's buying a $1.5 million house and their property taxes are $30,000 a year. That's the, you know, that's where people need to get themselves off the crack pipe and understand how bad that can be. So, you know, it's a complete joke. And where does the money come from? We're going to double your water rates. How do you budget for that? You know, I have so many people that write me and say, how much money should I have in the bank? And I had somebody that just wrote me and said, listen, I saved 6 months cash in my house. And again, great. That is a great, great figure. If you could live 6 months and have the cash and have it hidden and have it protected. And again, stack in private, guys. Don't tell people, hey, listen, I've got 6 months saved. I'm not even going to use this person's name, because I don't want it to be like, oh, I know somebody named Jennifer and she follows Dan. You know, Jennifer's got 6 months cash in her house. It's not Jennifer, by the way. Do you know what I'm saying, guys? Stack in private, guys. Do things in private. Celebrate certain things in private. You don't have to sit there and shove it down everybody's throat all the time. But I am telling you right now, with what I'm seeing, I would just love to do live email reads for you guys with the stuff that people are sending me, because it's getting crazy out there, guys. And what you're going to see is it's going to be too expensive to go out and do anything. And again, a bad idea that started here in California, spreading. The municipality telling us that they're going to raise our water rates double. Who can afford that, guys? Seriously. Now you can sit there and say, Dan, it's no big deal. My water bill's $35. Well, my water bill was $112 last month. I checked last night, okay? So now it's gonna go to $250. You know what I mean? No, pass, okay? Pass. $225 plus this ridiculous fee they're gonna add on, okay? So $250 a month. Why? For what? We're out of the drought. Don't turn your hose on. I mean, the sprinklers are turned off right now, guys. They're not programmed for anything right now. So, you know, let me know what you think about all this so far. And have you seen these bad ideas get spread around? Okay? Let me know. Okay? This guy's about to tee off. Let's watch him tee off. Okay? Okay, kind of cool, kind of different, kind of fun. Experts to amateurs, but they have all these world record holders out here. This is a championship disc golf course, and they let me walk on it, which is kind of funny. You're gonna sign the waiver at your own risk if you get hit. So let's hope I don't get hit between now and the end of the video. Remember how I was talking about how there were going to be discounts in the future, and you're going to see things drop dramatically? Well, Joseph sent me a great photo from his local Home Depot, and the story is this. You're starting to see mowers drop in price by $1,000. $1,000, okay? So again, guys, what do you want to buy? It's going on sale because nobody's buying it. Nobody has any money right now. So the next thing is, Laura sent me a great story about identity theft. And the problem with identity theft right now is it's an incredibly expensive crime, okay? And it just kills people. But it cost us $23 billion in 2023 for identity theft. That's outrageous, guys. That's according to AARP, okay? That's an old people's magazine, guys. It's that's where I met Mildred too. She's hot. Anyways, story for another day. But AARP was talking about this, and you guys have to look at this because it, you know, you have to protect yourself. You know, you guys, and whenever I do the VPN ad, and they're not sponsoring this ad, I always get, hey, what was the name of that company? Private Internet Access, guys. You need to have a VPN. It gives you a tunnel of encryption from whatever device, from my cell phone to any website I go to. I can flip it on out here at the disc golf course. It is pennies a day. Look at it today, but the deal that I worked out is 83% off, and it covers your entire household. So every device, from your cell phones to your laptop to everything, get it. But the identity theft thing, I am telling you guys, your passwords alone, knowing that people can spoof us and people can get our data, you need to look at Private Internet Access. So just check it out today, guys. The link will be below. I'll add it again. You know, with all this that's going on, the other thing is, you know, people are sick of the, you know, forget tipflation, all the fees that are added on are crazy right now. And I've seen everything right now has been from insurance fees to building fees, Giada De Laurentiis. This is a venue fee, like you're going to a concert or something for her. It's absolutely crazy, okay? So I almost got hit by that one. That was a good one. So yeah, he kind of sliced that one. So anyways, like four, you're that, okay? So the other thing is Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, Ippe Mizuhara, okay? He is gonna basically get Shohei off the hook, it looks like, because the feds are going to charge him with a federal crime of stealing, okay? Not $1 million, $4 million, $16 million now it looks like. Guys, that is crazy. $16 million theft from Shohei Ohtani. Is that wild, guys? Just unbelievable, man. So, I like how people have the golf carts for their discs, okay? For their frisbees, okay? So, you know, I'm not gonna rip on anybody, but it's kind of funny because, I mean, this place is packed. It's like, you know, you're taking your life into your own hands. So, what do you think about Shohei's interpreter? You know, again, isn't it convenient that this guy's gonna get charged and the investigation will kind of stop now into Shohei? But how do you steal $16 million from a business, from an individual, from anybody? Now, what they've tried to paint Shohei Ohtani as is that, listen, this guy is just a simpleton. He lived with his parents, lived off $1,000 a month, and money was not a big deal to him. Okay, well, he just got ripped off for $16 million, guys. So, let me know. I'm gonna finish this video without getting hit on the disc golf course, and I'm going to do this last couple stories for you. So first things first, the CEO of Dollar Tree, you know, we covered him earlier this week about the extensive prices and how bad they're going up and everything like that. They just lost $730 million. They're gonna close 1,000 stores, and we have a challenging market. And you guys are done at that point, okay? So that's my opinion. There is a woman that was convicted in Vietnam, and they don't mess around, okay? This is where you'd normally throw profanity in there. They do not mess around in Vietnam. She was accused of a $22 billion swindle where she charged people for a property crime, stealing money. Basically, it was like 3% of their GDP at $22 billion. They sentenced her to death, okay? So, bravo, okay? You know, come on, guys. They don't mess around in Vietnam. Now, please, understand this. I think O.J. Simpson was a complete degenerate, okay? I think that he could have done the right thing because over the course of the last 2 months, he's been very ill. They said he was in hospice, then he made a TikTok and said he wasn't in hospice. You know, I feel sorry for anybody that gets cancer, okay? Because I lived through that, okay? But, you know, come on, guys, okay? Save the keystrokes, okay? Because I think he's a degenerate, okay? I don't know any sign language either. Please don't forget the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. You want to email me? It's hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys. I'll see you very soon. Please like, subscribe, and share this video today.